Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
County Roscommon woman Shireen Al-Saba, who is fighting to get her 74-year-old mother out of Gaza, has received distressing news today about her mother's safety. We've spoken to Shireen about her mother Nawa's plight on the show previously. The elderly Gazan woman was granted a visa to travel to Ireland 8 months ago, but has been refused permission to leave. Well, Shireen joins us now on the line. Shireen, thank you very much for joining us. You might just remind me briefly where your mother is in Gaza at the moment.
My mother is in Gaza City. She lives with my brother and his wife and their four kids in our house. It's near Ashifa Hospital in Gaza City. This is considered the northern part of Gaza.
And I know that we've spoken to you over the last couple of months about the really, really difficult conditions your mother and your brother and his family have been trying to survive in. You received very distressing news today. Can you tell me about that?
Israel was talking about clearing the northern part of Gaza and the Gaza City of people claiming that they want to besiege Hamas. Now, yesterday, they threw leaflets to tell the people who are living in the Nasser area, Abdurrahman and Ashati. These neighborhoods are very close to my family's neighborhood. This is where my mother, it's close to where my mother and my brother and his family are living at the moment. So it means they asked them in the leaflet to leave immediately and go to south for their own safety, as this area is very dangerous. And then that it's a fighting area. That's what they said in the leaflet. This means, Sarah, that my family are going to get that very soon. I'm talking about maybe next week or the week after. I'm not really optimistic. It could happen any time. So I was talking to my mother this morning, and of course she sounded very terrified because it will happen. This is going to happen. There will be them next. So this is what I got from them. And honestly, what I'm feeling at the moment is that these conversations are going to be the last conversation, because there is no safe area that they can go to in Gaza.
I know some people have left the north part of Gaza to go to the south, and I know the south is not safe either, but some people believe it might be safer at the moment than the north. Is that possible for your mother to leave?
It is not possible. A lot of people have been forced out from Jabalia and Jabalia camp and Beit Lahia, try to go to the south. There is a line between the north and the south that Israeli army decided that line, and there are tanks near that line. They shoot people when they cross that line. So it's not safe. A lot of people have been killed when they tried to cross that line. So I didn't hear about people could go safely from the north to the south. It only happened if there was a ceasefire.
So there's no safe way out, but obviously it sounds like it's also very unsafe to stay. What are they going to do?
Honestly, they don't have any plan. All what they know that they have to leave. Where, they don't know. People are on the streets there. There are no buildings, like no shelters for those people who've been running away from their life from Jabalia, from the northern part of Gaza. So I know and I understand that my mother has the Irish visa to come to Ireland. And I know that she has been granted the approval from Israel to leave. And I know that the government, the Irish government, has been trying to advocate for my mother and the lives of my mother who've been trapped in Gaza. But it's an emergency, and I really want her to be out of Gaza, because she is trapped. She is going to die if nobody is going to save her. And I know that the people who've been left, yes, in the 6th of November, 100 people left Gaza, going, and they went from Kerem Abu Salem borders and went to United Arab Emirates and Romania for medical treatment. And they among those people were adults and children. So there are people who are leaving Gaza. It just, as an individual, I don't know how they leave. But the state could know, because they have the power of knowledge. I don't.
In order to leave, is it that your mother needs to get to one of the borders? Is that
yes.
But yes. there's no way for her to get there.
Yeah. Sarah, I'm telling you, I'm talking to them as that this is going to be the end of my conversations with them. I'm not going to talk to them again because they are going to be killed. They are in serious danger and my mother is in serious danger. And what makes me really terrified and makes me really frustrated that she has the papers to leave.
All I can say is I just hope she finds some way to stay safe for herself and your brother and his family. They've managed to stay safe for the last 13 months and hopefully they can continue to stay safe. And we will indeed keep in touch as we have done on this programme. That is Shireen Al-Sabah joining us there from County Roscommon.